The United States is eager for Sweden and Finland to join NATO and strengthen the alliance, but one country is standing in the way.
You can convince Turkey to accept their bid?
I'm not going to Turkey, but I think we're going to be okay.
U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken traveled to New York to meet with his Turkish counterpart at the United Nations. Foreign Minister Mevlüt Cavusoglu came to express his country's objections, namely Finland and Sweden's support for Kurdish nationalist groups that Turkey views as terrorists.
I'm looking forward to pursuing that conversation. Today we had Finland and Sweden submit their applications, and this, of course, is a process, and we will work through that process as allies and as partners.
You know, Tony, Turkey has been supporting the open door policy of NATO even before this war. But with regards to these possible candidates or already candidate countries, you know, we have also legitimate security concerns that they have been supporting terrorist organizations.
Turkey also wants them to lift a weapons embargo imposed after Turkey invaded Syria to attack Kurdish groups.
The meeting here at the United Nations on the sidelines of a ministerial conference on food security appeared cordial. Both sides expressed confidence they could work out their differences, but the meeting ended with no announcement.
If any progress was made, the Turkish foreign minister kept it to himself, as the U.S. remained optimistic.
We're confident that at the end of the day, Finland and Sweden will have an effective and efficient accession process, that Turkey's concerns can be addressed. Finland and Sweden are working directly with Turkey to do this, but we're also talking to the Turks to try to help facilitate.
President Biden will meet with his Finnish and Swedish counterparts at the White House on Thursday. Kristen Salumi, Al Jazeera, the United Nations.